Anyway, it was a beautiful brunette, like Mama. She was a brunette, and Auntie was a blonde, and Nanny was. And after he decided to move to Fayetteville, and found this big house, which had belonged to Dr. B, but Dr. B had gone on to Atlanta and somewhere and had rented it. So it was rented to the Kitchens family, but they were with somebody buying it. They had to get out, you know. So they moved over to Railroad Street, where they have lived ever since. And Mama and Auntie had to come in and do a lot of cleaning up. And Papa decided to do a lot of building. The house was beginning to need it. And so he built an extra L with two rooms, a dining room and a kitchen downstairs, and two bedrooms upstairs with a little balcony around them, and extended the front porches upstairs and down. And made room for some other boarders. The town was beginning to grow. They were talking about building a railroad, and the civil engineers came to town and had to have somewhere. So they boarded at the Burke's house while they were building the railroad. And some young lawyers, Colonel Wise, who lived over at McDonough, Papa had lived in McDonough and had friends over there, and Colonel Wise came over and was one of the early boarders. And then Wayman Hollingsworth, a cousin of Mama's, he had got out of law school and decided to come to Fayetteville, and he was Colonel Wise's roommate. So those were the early boarders in the Burke's house. And the young wife and mother was having to get used to managing a house and servants. Of course, she had to have servants. They had had servants on the farm, but that was a different matter. You're not in the house so much there. But she had to train and a cook and a nurse with a baby every 2 years. She didn't have time to tend to the children. And then they had to have a porter to meet the trains and look after the outside business with the truck going, you know, for all the stores and so forth. And these early boarders were very interesting and well-educated men. The civil engineers fell in love with my aunt, who was a musician and sang, a very attractive woman. And a young man and his mother moved up from Griffin to take over the Fayetteville paper. His mother was going to be milliner for the Blaylock establishment, and so the young newspaper, the young lawyer, fell in love with Miss Nanny too, and he won. And they moved down to a little cottage across the street from the Frank Blaylock home. And there, their first son was born, Malvin Jr. And then another sister of Sally came to visit, Mary, who was staying with Uncle John